my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast with your girl, Gabriella. Thank you so much for joining. And I say that all the time, but I'm always filled with gratitude when I get to record yet another episode with y'all. So thank you so much. And guess what? We are at season three, baby. Season not one, not uno, not dos. Pero we are at season tres. Season three, new season, who dis kind of energy. This is super exciting. And on top of it, we're at episode 30. Episode 30, which is like my favorite decade of life because I'm in my 30s and it's been my favorite so far. Though from like, I don't know, age 9 was pretty awesome too. So like from 0 to 10 and in the 30s, baby. That's where it's at so far. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. And this is also the first episode of 2024. So we've got a lot of news going on. We've got a lot of news. You're catching on to the drift here. We got a lot of news. And yeah, so today in this episode, I want to talk about the year of. I think it's so common that when we get into a new year, we create resolutions, right? New Year's resolutions, or we want to just tear down and rebuild. And I truly believe at this point in time, we don't have to tear down. There's so much beauty in your life, even sometimes when we can't see it or feel that, there is so much beauty to build on. And goals, listen, we have goals, we have desires. They're dope, they're awesome, they're beautiful. And I think we need to keep that energy like 120%. Like we need to keep that. But some of them we chase. And we feel that when we get this, when we get that, if I'm doing this, like that will make the year. By the way, if you hear a lot of rain, Mother Nature she's doing her own podcast out here too, Mother Nature. And I'm going to let her do her podcast with the rain, with the wind. So if you hear that, that's what that is. I'm just co-creating with Mother Nature out here with her podcast, with the rain. But anyways, I digress. But I want us to think. So this year, I want this year to be the year of blank. The year of. And let's think. Like what are some things that in your mind that you can think of that you want the year to be working with? Abundance, self, truth, maybe some clarity, maybe some peace, some love, all different kinds of love. Maybe all of the above, health, understanding, inner standing. We could write a very long list, But let me tell you, there's a beautiful common thread to all of that. And that's you. Abundance for yourself, truth within yourself, clarity within yourself, peace within yourself, health within yourself. So all of this has to do with you. You're the common denominator. Unless you're like, this is the year that my neighbor gets his new car. That's what we're doing. Then God bless you if this is what your year is about. But it's still about you a little. You know your neighbor, not me. And it's interesting when we think about that, about the golden thread being in us. It's super interesting being in the position the first week or so of January and seeing a whole year ahead and being in the position to even want more or to even want change or evolution or to continue to build from where you are. This year, or actually this, I created my own business and it's in guidance and coaching, which has been my favorite part of, I think, all of my career. So it makes sense to me. I'm like, oh dang, what a surprise. And to like the people who know me best, they're like, yeah, I could have told you to do that like 10 years ago. So, but it's okay. It was a surprise to me. And so I'm working with like my first cohort of clients, and it's their practicum clients. So they're clients that I am working with as I'm in the final part of this certificate program. So it's a certificate program with like VJ Shetty, which is super dope. It's a 6-month program. Somehow, you know, I persuaded them to be like, yo, let me do it in like 2 months. It's like not even a big deal. I could do it. And they're like, I don't know. Like, that sounds a lot. Somehow they got me to, you know, I graduate in like a month and change, which is crazy because I literally just started. But so I'm already at like my coaching of folks, like a little cohort. They have about like 9-10 people, which is a lot because I'm only supposed to have 4, but it got a little out of hand, all the interest and what I could take on and everything. And I can't say no. So we have 10 people. And 10 beautiful clients. And in that, as I'm like designing my first own business and like doing the technical side of things and like, you know, creating the LLC and the insurance and the this and the that. And then like going inward in the inner workings of the business and like designing like my methods that I think I would be able to share the best, right? I could use Jay Shetty's method, but like I'm not him. I'm not a monk. So I got to use what's like intuitively works for me and I can understand and therefore I can share. But how coaching works is that it's not like you're getting advice from a friend. It's that you intuitively know your path, your answers, and you have someone to help guide you through that, right? So it's not that, oh yeah, I'm going to get a coach and they're going to tell me, you know, how to get this, you know, $1 billion. No. I'm going to get a coach to help me get out of my own way so I can see what I already know, how to get whatever, you know, or how to be the person that I've always wanted to be, the woman, the man, the person of my dreams. And as I'm designing and understanding and now practicing, there's so many things that are coming to like mind and heart as I'm like creating, you know, this roadmap. And for example, so my clients, there are a few different things that I ask of them when we first start. And, you know, I coach differently than other folks. I'm very, very, my energy is the highest currency that I own. And like, you want $100, you could take $100. You want my apartment, you could take my apartment. But like, my energy is like the highest, most valuable, indispensable, anything that I own. So in that, there are a few different things that I ask, but one of them is 15 minutes before our session, 15 minutes after our sessions, I'd like you to be in a space where you are getting ready for the next hour and you're able to absorb the next hour. So you can be listening to music that's like super empowering. You can be laying down. You can be, you know, in meditation. You could be dancing, you know, if going for a run or whatever's going to get you in that space that you can start going inward, diving in for the next hour with me. And then 15 minutes at least after, so you can absorb. And how I heard that, and you might be like, Gabriella, where are we going with this? Where are we going? Let me tell you where we're going. How I heard that was a beloved yoga teacher. And in hot yoga, and like the traditional hot yoga, and don't quote me on this because Lord knows, like I'm usually in my own little world, the whole class. But in there's like 28 poses. And one of the poses in like the floor series, so you're doing stretching and like strength work, whatever, on the floor, is you have to lay back down. So you could be on your stomach, you could be doing like Superman, whatever it is, and you have to lay back down in Shavasana. And it's usually for like 20 seconds. And then you have to do the sit-up back up and then do something else. And then lay back down, do the sit-up back up, do something else, right? So it's like a lot of like up and down and everywhere. And I used to be like, why are we always doing this, the Shavasana? It's like literally we could cut that out. We could be out of here sooner, or we could have a longer Shavasana in the end. Like, why are we doing this? But I've never like voiced that because that's cocky and it's hot. So I don't have the energy to be talking and asking questions. But the other day, it's like my teacher was like, I can read your mind. And she's like, so why we do the Shavasana is because after the exertion of the pose, it allows you time to absorb what your body just did, the effort it just exerted, and then be able to set itself, release and set itself up, create space for the next exertion. So it's like, it absorbs like, oh dang, what just happened? Okay, cool, great. Oh, release it. All right, we have space. Now we're going into the next pose. And it's like 20, 30 seconds, but it's enough to release, but not enough for you to like actually rest. And then you're back at it. And I'm like, huh. And this is like maybe a few weeks before I had to actually like design how I'm going to go about things. And that really, you know, just information like that, that I didn't ask for, but just showed up on my lap. You know, as we are looking into this next year, the year of what? You tell me. As we're looking into this next year, sometimes we're like, I don't even have the information. I don't even know where I'm going to get my ideas, my inspirations. Like, I don't know. But what we don't understand how beautifully and intelligently life is designed to give us what we need so we can transfer it into something else we're doing. To give me that explanation of Shavasana, the little mini Shavasana, so I can transfer it into what I'm doing in my life. So some of us may not know the roadmap ahead. And let me tell you, baby boys, baby girls, babies of all sorts, guess what? It's okay. It's okay not to know the next day ahead, the next week ahead, the next month ahead. Like, no, if people are like, this is how I'm planning, right? There's a saying like, you want to make God laugh, make some plans, something like that. Yo, you want to make the universe laugh, you want to make God laugh, you want to, you know, make your ancestors laugh, like make some plans and be real cocky about it. That's a big joke. That's like an SNL up there, I heard. That's a real joke. It's not about necessarily the planning how things are going to go, but it is about the intention. It is about the trust. So that's fine not knowing your next move, because it's about the continuous discovery within ourselves. That's really the move. It's about the devotion. The move is that no matter what, your journey inward is first and foremost. Your journey back to self, that's the move in whatever it is that you do. And it's hard because I know, guys, I know that we have a multitude of outward pressures that feel that they're keeping us from where we want to go. So listen up, guys, because I know that feels like a very powerful reason why you're not able to get from here to where you feel you want to be. But listen, and listen close. What if those pressures were just the assistance, guys, to get you to where you want to be? Getting you closer to your essence. Think about it. You know, yeah, some people might be able to be in a countryside home without any interruptions and get back to self. And some people may get back to self being, you know, a janitor in a high school. And some people might get back to self being a captain in a ferry. And some people might get back to self being unemployed. And some people might get back to self being, you know, at a company with folks that they feel do not celebrate them the way that they feel with the gifts that they have innately. There's a billion. We could do a billion scenarios. Some people can't get back to self because they're super famous. They have 20 million followers on Instagram. How can we get back to self with all that attention and pressure and eyes and criticism? So you can name it. You can name it however you think you should name it. But what if your life is designed to get you back to the center already? In the year of what? You tell me. I'm not in the year of what? What if you're already in a perfect design? What if you can speak to those pressures that you feel are holding you back and speak to them and allow them to serve you? Accept them. Accept them for what they are and allow them to serve you. Allow them to give you guidance to get closer to yourself, to get more centered, to get deeper. That you're here to teach me, hey, pressures, hey, resistance, hey, discomfort. Guess what? Guess what you're here to do? You're here to serve me like the royalty I am. That's what you're about to do. You know, and I've mentioned this before, and I'll continue to mention it. Such a beautiful take home for me. So far in this endeavor inwards has been to remind myself that the light is not outside. The light isn't in the beautiful things that I'll attain materialistically, you know, followership, whatever it is. Like, that's not the light. It's beautiful, but it's not the light. That's not the joy. It's not the substance. The light, the joy, the substance, the robust, the essence, baby. It's in you. It's in you. It's in here. That's where that is. And as soon as we begin to go inward, find that light, see that light, and clean it up little by little by little, it starts to illuminate where we need to go, who we are. We start to see and feel who we are. We start to see the tools that are around us that we didn't even know existed to help us, the resources. People start to see our light. They start to see us and they go to us and they help us and they bless us. But it starts with you going in and finding that light. If not, never leaving it. And being in devotion to clean it and to nurture it. So this is the year of what? This is the year of you. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me in another beautiful first episode of the year, first episode of season 3, and first episode of the 30s. Thank you so much. And you know what? Mother Nature, she just told me, thank you. I'm raining. I'm doing my wind. Woo. Whatever I don't know. She's doing something out there. And I'm doing something in here. That's what's happening. But thank you so, so much, guys. I'm so fortunate always to feel the love, to see the love from you guys. We're on Instagram at the You in Progress podcast. And I also now have a website called theyouinprogress.com. Check it out. Let me know how you feel about it. The fact to say I have a website, like I'm just walking out here like I'm Steve Jobs. Like, call me Mr. Jobs. Call me Miss Jobs, because I'm out here recreating the tech industry with my GoDaddy website. So with my little website. That's how I feel. It makes me feel really cool. So anyways, check it out, guys. Let us know what you think. Follow us on Instagram if you have not. And also like this episode if you do, and subscribe so we can let you know when new episodes are dropping. So thank you so much. And guess what? I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode, even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.